is running.
All right.
Easy does it. Just have to set this last tripwire. And there. A perfect trap for a particularly irritating flying rat to meet his sticky end. No sign of him. He should be here by now. Did I make a mistake? No. The time is right. Oh, shit. Did I get the wrong date again? No. It's the right day. And this is the right part of the alley where it happened. Maybe he's not going to show up this year. No. No, I have to remember what my mentor told me before he retired by falling off of a building and onto some bullets. You gotta be patient if you want to beat the bat. Crazy laughing and homicidal rage both have their place, but you need to have a good plan and stick to it. Wait, that could be him. Oh, if he goes past the end of the alley, I'll kill him anyway. If he didn't want to die, he shouldn't have come to the crime alley. Wait. He's slowing down. There. He stopped. And he's setting something down. Flowers. Good enough for me. Aha! The early worm gets the cheese. Look at your face. Oh, no. You're not getting away that easily. Look at you. All trussed up. More like a turkey than a bat. And to think, I did it with wires and weights and good old-fashioned detective work. I finally figured out who the fuck you were. No, don't you dare try to deny it. This is my big moment. You won't ruin it with your lies. I caught you. Me. Not the stupid hay guy, or the human alligator, or even the guy whose jokes are even worse than mine. Admit it. You never thought it would be me. The replacement. Who figured all this out. I told you not to deny who you were. Sorry. I mean, I am going to torture you until you admit it, but that's not really torture so much as just plain violence. I can do better. I suppose you could still try and convince me that you're not the Dork Knight, but... aww. You're gonna have to do better than that. You're about as good at being innocent as your parents are at being alive. Aww. Too soon. Well, tough shit. You've caused me so much trouble. It's only fitting that you finally end where you began. I still can't believe the nerve of that mugger. He killed your mom and your dad, but left you alive? What kind of craftsmanship is that? Criminals used to have pride in their work. Where I come from? When you start killing a family, you finish that family. So, no matter what you say, I'm still going to kill you. If you don't admit it, then no one will believe that I killed the real bat. Then again, if you stop showing up, or someone appears to replace you, they'll know that you're really gone. And I'll finally get the respect I deserve as a homicidal maniac. Why now? Well, I don't like to spread rumors, but the holiday season is coming up in about 8 months, and by the holiday season, I mean All Hallows Eve, of course. I have big plans for this Halloween. Full asylum breakout. Setting the zoo on fire. Replacing Halloween candy with toothpaste. Really nefarious pro-villain shit. You wouldn't allow any of it. So I had to finally make the tough call to figure out who you were and how to kill you. After all, the best way to stop a bat from catching you on Halloween is to stab him on the anniversary of his parents' murder. First things first, the torture. I mean, obviously, pain won't work on you. You probably like it by now, both the inflicting and receiving side of it. Look at that steely glint in your eye. You're already planning your escape with your bat scissors or your bat blade or something. Even without your suit, I bet you still have all kinds of gadgets on you. But I'm only interested in the one. Oh, there it is. Let's just get him out of his secret lair, shall we? I want a better look at the little guy. Pardon moi. He's not little. And that grunt you made was adorable, by the way. I bet you hate when your villains call you adorable. Well, get used to it. Because swinging helpless in front of me is just something I find cute in a man. He's a grower, not a shower. You're still full of surprises. But that deep moan you just let out, that tells me he hasn't been getting out enough. You really do have billions of dollars and a Playboy image, but you don't get laid? How sad? Intriguing? Hey, I'm not making fun. It's like you're some kind of warrior monk. You're really devoted to protecting this filthy fucking city. I guess that just leaves no time for fun, huh? Oh, I see you noticed that during my little monologue I was jerking you off. That's my clever way of distracting you. It's a lot easier to plan your escape through pain, isn't it? I mean, I bet a part of you doesn't even want to break loose now. You figure you might as well wait until I finish you, right? Because I'm good at this, aren't I? And it's not like you have a choice, is it? Feels good, doesn't it? No, you don't get to come. You see, that's what makes this torture. Here, let me put this little thingy on you. There. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's basically just a cock ring with some electronics and needles in it. Oh, the needles are small and harmless. So are the drugs they inject, really. What they do is wait until your cock is really stimulated, say by being in the mouth of the hottest supervillain in Gotham. You see, if I speed up, really get you going, take you deep into my throat. Deeper than even that bitchy cat in heat has ever taken you. And if you're hanging upside down, you can't help but have your face buried in my crotch while I blow you. So turned on by the feeling of my mouth and the scent of my arousal. Because face it, I do really, really get off on having my way with you. You'll be helpless to your desires. You'll come unless... And there it is. The secret weapon. You feel that uncomfortable heat spreading through your cock? You're so close. You know you should be coming right now. Covering my face and just ruining my makeup. But you can't. And that, in a way, hurts a lot worse than any kind of normal pain. And you're not used to that kind of denial, are you? Why, between the slutty plant and the bat thought and the puss in high heels, you have any number of women eager to take the edge off. Well, the edge is most definitely not coming off until I say it is. So, admit it. I'm perfectly serious. See? I can do this all fucking night. And I have more weapons than you're equipped to deal with. You haven't even felt my tits yet. But if I just lower you a bit, we can remedy that. Ah, there. Just the right height for the girls. They feel nice, right? Oh, I lotioned up before I went out tonight. A lady's gotta know her beauty products. they're so soft and firm around you, aren't they? I mean, I'm getting all hot and bothered. But you, I feel you twitching. That means you're getting close again. Oops. No orgasm for you. Oh, God. Watching you squirm like this really butters my biscuits. You know, I bet if I lowered you to the ground, I bet I could get right on top of you and ride the answer out of you. Does that sound like fun? Hold still. No use trying to escape. Oh, fuck. You are hard. God, it must be torture being inside my tight little pussy. The only thing you can do is just thrust up inside me. You really must have very little on your mind now. You're so angry. It's a good look on you, too. Really gets me going. I'm so close. But when I come, don't you want to come with me? Wouldn't that be just the best revenge? To fuck me so hard I could barely even walk. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Hearing me beg for mercy. But I'm afraid tonight you're the only one who's going to beg. There it goes again. Ruining your fun. It's just going off rapid fire by now. You must be in actual pain. Can someone die from blue balls? I guess we're gonna find out. Oh, just say it. All you have to do is admit it. Say the words, I am the bat. Four little words. Oh, and I'll let you come with me. You get to fill my pussy completely. That's it. That's it. Oh, I see all reason and thinking leaving your brain. Say it. Say it now.
Yes! Yes! Oh, wow. That was really a lot more fun than I thought it would be. You really had a lot of cum stored up, didn't you? You really need to get laid more often. Oh, well. All's well that ends well. And it's about time to end you, too. You held on longer than any of my test subjects did, so that should be a point of pride you can die with. Any last words before I choke the life out of you? What? No. That doesn't make any sense. Of course I'm not going to miss you when you're gone. I'd have to be crazy to think like that. But again, you do have a point, and I am crazy. If hypothetically, I did actually catch the Batman and murder him, then I'd know right away. Everyone would. There'd be no one to stop me and my friends, except for the police and that dysfunctional collection of teenagers you call a family, but they really don't count. If you disappeared, I could do whatever I wanted to whomever. There wouldn't be anyone to fight. No one to beat me or choke me or to tie me up while straddling me. No one to get in my face and tell me what a vile, horrible person I was while he roughly handled me. And no one to play fun games with like this. Ugh. That does seem to be what winning looks like. And that wouldn't be any fun at all. Oh, so I guess I really didn't think that part through, did I? So maybe it would be better if I fucked up, right? I got the wrong guy. I mean, everyone knows I fuck up all the time. No one thinks I'm as good as the original. Ugh. But it could work in our favor this time. Because if anyone saw or heard us tonight, no one would really believe it was actually, you know, you. So maybe you don't look exactly like him. Similar, but not quite. Your mouth is too smiley, and your chin isn't upset enough. Yeah, now that I'm looking closely, I can see that your eyes are the wrong color. He's got crazy bright blue eyes, and yours are more of a light aqua. Well, I suppose I could still kill you. I mean, you've cost me a lot of time and effort, but you did make me come and laugh. And that goes a long way with a woman. So instead, I'll just leave you here. You'll get out of those wires eventually, or you won't. And someone will find you here with your little Grayson hanging out. And that'll be super embarrassing. Win-win. So, I suppose we just have to agree that this never happened, right? No one else saw us. I'll forget all about this place and you can go back to doing whatever batshit you had planned. I'll keep the footage, of course, but that's just for private viewing. And maybe the next time you've got me hanging upside down in a precarious spot, you can think of something better to do than sending me back to Arkham, eh? Maybe you could even tie me up and get a little payback. Not like I'd ever tell, you know. Anyway, ta-ta for now, Nodbats. See you real soon.